If you're thinking it can't happen to me or my loved ones, consider this. Opioid overdoses are now the leading cause of accidental death in the United States, killing more people than guns and car crashes, and at a pace faster than the AIDS epidemic of the 1980s.
We had a record number of overdose deaths in New York City last year.
1,340, says New York City's special narcotics prosecutor Bridget Brennan.
And the overdose deaths are climbing at a very, very alarming rate. The increase was about 40-some percent last year over the year before, and the year before it had increased 30-some percent over the year before that. So it's not going in the right direction.
People are overdosing in fast food restaurant bathrooms. In 1 week in October, there were multiple overdoses at a Payless shoe store in Washington Heights.
And he was like blue, his lips were blue and he was gray. You know, he was like clearly about to go down. It's a young guy, probably 19 years old.
It is a crisis years in the making.
The United States has 3% of the world's population. We consume more than 80% of the world's opioids. We, in many cases, have been prescribed to death.
Says Maureen Vogel with the National Safety Council. The Illinois-based nonprofit's recently released study found many Americans are ambivalent about it, and in some cases, in denial.
A lot of people still have a very, it's not me, it's you attitude, and we really want to change that because we are all just mere degrees of separation from this crisis.
To illustrate its scope, the Safety Council launched a traveling memorial, a wall of 22,000 pills, each one carved with the likeness of an overdose victim. It is as heartbreaking as it is frightening, says Safety Council President Deborah Herzman, the former chairwoman of the NTSB.
Oh my gosh, this sight is so moving. First you see the 22,000 pills that are on the wall, and it's just incredible when you think each one of those individuals represents a life, a family, a part of a community.
Every 24 minutes, a new pill with a new face is added.
We can be the generation that ends the opioid epidemic. We can do it.
Last month, President Trump declared a national health emergency, a designation that falls short of a national emergency, which would have immediately provided federal funds to combat the crisis. New York City Health Commissioner Dr. Mary Bassett says the true test of how seriously our country takes the opioid crisis will come down to our commitment to preserve public health insurance for low-income people.
He wants to cut Medicaid. He continues to work on repealing the Affordable Care Act. When people don't have access to insurance, they'll have less access to treatment.
The city has committed $38 million for an all-out push to reduce overdose deaths, which includes increasing access to medication-assisted treatment, getting the opioid antidote Narcan into the hands of more New Yorkers, crisis intervention, and educating clinicians to stop overprescribing. More on that as our series, Killer Tide, continues. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.